Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everybody. 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Myself, Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price producing for me this evening. Going out to Fred Heumann, WLNS TV 6 sports director. I probably don't need to mention to folks what our subject is tonight. How are you, Fred?
Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You just got off the air a few minutes ago. Thanks for doing me a favor.
You want to talk Rich Rod, don't you?
Well, you know what? I want to know. You know, he's out officially. Yesterday, some folks jumped the gun. It wasn't official till today. I guess my big question to you, Fred, is are we making too much out of this or too little out of this?
Well, I'm not sure which topic you're talking about. You mean about when it was reported or about him being fired?
I'm sorry. I was having a girl conversation with you instead of a sports conversation.
I love girl conversations.
I jumped ship on you too quick there. My question is about him being fired. Are we making too much out of it or too little, do you think?
Well, I think it is what it is, Cheryl. I think that it was a foregone conclusion, number one. But when Michigan makes a move on its football coach, it's pretty major news all over the state, be it Ann Arbor or Detroit or East Lansing. There's a lot of Michigan alum in our area, and there's a lot of people that care about that program. There's, frankly, a lot of people that embarrassed about what's happened there the last 3 years, and Rich Rod never had a chance. The factions were working against him from day one. I'm told that Lloyd Carr didn't help the matter much because he never supported Rich Rod, never welcomed him, never made it clear that he was glad that he was there, and I'm told now that that has even some Lloyd Carr believers a little hacked off. It just never worked. He'll probably go on and coach at Clemson or somewhere else and be a fine coach, but it was not a good fit here, never was a bad hire here. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach, and it's time to move on.
Yeah, I wondered about that because there has been talk the last couple of days about the support or lack thereof when he got hired to begin with. I mean, it was just like it was inevitable that this was going to happen, unless some miracle happened.
Yeah, Dave Brandon, the AD, said today, he said, I don't think Rich Rod ever slept, had a good night's sleep his whole time here, and I agree with that. Maybe tonight he'll finally sleep well.
Well, there's some blessing in that then.
Now, I don't feel too bad for him. He got a lot of money.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he didn't win the lotto, but he may have come in second.
Well, he kind of won the lotto because he got paid for the job. He got the buyout for $2.5 million, and Michigan paid his buyout at West Virginia, so don't feel too bad for Rich Rod.
Okay, I won't worry about him then. Thanks, Fred. Now I can sleep at night. Now I'll sleep tonight. Now, you said he may go on to another coaching job and do quite well at a place like Clemson. Has that been bandied about? Or?
Oh, there's been a couple. I mean, any place where there's an opening, his name is going to get bandied about, and Clemson's job is going to be open, and Pitt's job is open. That's been mentioned, although Pitt says that he's not a candidate. Who knows? He'll coach somewhere. He'll do well. He's not a bad coach. His career isn't over, but as I said, it just wasn't the right place at U of M.
Well, we hope he finds a good fit someplace, and we won't worry about him in the meantime.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Jim Harbaugh, that poor guy, his name's being mentioned everywhere as well. What do you think about that at this point?
Poor guy. There's nothing like being Jim Harbaugh this week.
Oof.
You know, in this business, in the business of sports, your name gets hot. You become a hot commodity, and the window is very, very narrow. It doesn't stay open long. Rich Rod was a hot commodity 4 years ago. Everyone wanted him. Now he's not such a hot commodity. Fame is fleeting, Cheryl. And right now, Jim Harbaugh is a hot commodity. Everybody wants him. I think President Obama is looking at him for a position on the cabinet. I mean, everybody wants Harbaugh right now. It's a great time to beat Jim Harbaugh. The San Francisco 49ers met with him today. Michigan covets him. The Broncos are interested in him. The Dolphins are interested in him. Other colleges will be interested in him. Stanford wants to pay him a boatload of money to stay there. It's a great week to be Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh has a great smile, and I imagine it doesn't stop right now. I'm thinking you and I need to be his agents.
I talked to him about 4 years ago when he was coaching at San Diego. I guess it was 5 years ago, and there was an opening at Michigan State, and I know Jim well, and we talked on the phone. I've lost his cell since, but I said, you're not interested in the state's job, are you? And he said, is a pig's tail curly? He was very interested in it, but he wasn't enough of a name then to get the job.
Wow.
And that's twice Michigan State's been in that position, because Urban Meyer didn't get the job when he wanted it here, but he wasn't a big enough name yet. And then Harbaugh wanted it, but he wasn't a big enough name yet. Well, he's a big name now.
I was going to say, it's all capital letters now, isn't
right.
it? I just happened to glance at and see an article that, you know, as long as with Rodriguez Tiger's being gone, not trying to come back to him, but his nine assistants and operations folks are gone too.
Yeah, that's standard. When the coach goes, all of his assistants go. Frankly, Cheryl, had he stayed, had they worked it out for him to stay, I think part of the demand would have been that he had to fire at least his defensive assistants. This has been the worst era of Michigan defensive football. I mean, if Bo Schembechler were alive today, he'd croak. To watch how this team doesn't play defense, they've got to shore that up with whomever the new coach is.
Very good. Now, I know you like baseball. How about Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ask me my favorite sport.
Oh, yay. The inductees named today, a couple of them.
Bert Blylevin goes in, and so does Roberto Alomar, and I don't have a quarrel with either one of these. I am very specific and very fussy about my Hall of Fame. I don't think Hall of Fame goes out to anybody. I think it's a special class. I don't have any quarrel with these two. I think they're both Hall of Famers.
Well, did anybody get snubbed that you thought ought to be in?
No. Not really. I think next year is the big snub year because it's going to be the most interesting Hall of Fame vote in history when the steroid guys are eligible, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds. That will be interesting because they're all Hall of Famers, but the voters may not think so. Next year will be the huge year in the Hall of Fame vote. But I think I thought these two guys would get in. I thought they should get in. I'm not sure anyone else should have this year.
Well, that's great. Fred, I thank you for pulling you away so quick after you got off the air at Channel 6 tonight. What you working on for tomorrow?
Ask me my second favorite sport.
What's your second favorite?
Baseball. I don't work on tomorrow until tomorrow comes here. I got the 11 o'clock tonight. We got player reaction from Ann Arbor on the Rich Rod Fire. We'll have that tonight at 11 and other stuff, too.
Well, very good. Fred, I thank you so much. We'll check back in with you.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. Anytime.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Very good. Talking with Fred Heumann, WLNS-TV6 Sports Director. Always fun to talk sports with Fred. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends to wrap up the hour after this.